there will be many, many seats to watch on election night. As we've said before, this will be a seat-by-seat result, I think, rather than a major swing, nationwide swing. And one of the seats most closely watched will be the nation's most marginal LNP electorate, Capricornia, in central Queensland. Based around Rockhampton, it's been at the centre of the national debate over the Adani coal mine. It's held by the LNP's Michelle Landry, but Labor has had it in its sights. In the last federal election, our reporter Cathy Van Extel toured the length of this electorate on a dry pub crawl, and she found there very strong support for Pauline Hanson. 3 years later, Cathy's gone back to the same pubs to test the mood of voters today.
Hi there.
G'day, mate.
How are you? Do you remember?
My first stop is the historic Nebo pub in Queensland's coal region of Bowen Basin, about an hour west of Mackay. Perched at the bar is pub regular and Vietnam veteran Jock Pattinson. He remembers me from last time.
I've got a memory like a bloody rat trap. Like, I'm old, but I'm not...
Jock's not happy. The avowed Labor man discovered too late he'd been removed from the electoral roll.
I don't think Shorten will need me, but they're all bolting.
Last time I was here at the Nebo pub, Nebo was really struggling because jobs had been lost.
We're in the middle of a bloody drought. No, it hasn't picked up at all. Might be more coal jobs around, but I don't know that everybody's happy.
While the Capricornia electorate still includes significant agricultural industries, the region's economy and workforce is increasingly dominated by mining. It's why the Adani coal mine project is a hot-button issue, and Labor's nuanced stance is a problem for its regional candidates, a view not shared by Jock.
I can't see how it alarmed Labor. I just think it's probably going to be more of a harm to the Galilee Basin if it took off with that mob running it.
Outside, in the beer garden, enjoying a few ales in the autumn sun, are two mine workers who are also backing Labor. One of them, Ken, agrees locals are still doing it tough despite an uptick in the resource sector.
I actually believe it's worse now than what it used to be. I know for a start our wages are worse. I don't think either side of politics is going to help us. I think they're just as bad as each other, to be quite honest.
So what do you think the mood in this electorate is, at least in this area?
In this area, ALP is going to get in with a big majority up here.
There's been criticism of Bill Shorten, though, over his Adani position. Is that going to be a factor, do you think, here?
I don't think it'll be as big a factor as what people think, because I can't see Adani not going ahead.
Heading back east, I drive past a couple of pro-Adani signs before reaching the Eaton Hotel, known as the pub in the scrub.
Hi, how are you going? I work for the ABC.
At the bar with his wife is Mick. He's also a mine worker.
Yeah, it's taken a while to get wages back up. They're coming up slowly, though.
So have you decided who you'll be supporting?
It won't be Labor. Probably be One Nation or CATA, something like that.
What about?
Not really a fan of the two major parties, either of them, but I'll be voting Liberal for it, vote Labor, that's for sure.
What about Palmer?
Yeah, don't mind Palmer.
One Nation's had a few troubles. Does that sway you at all?
Which party doesn't? I mean, they target her a lot more than any other party too. They see her as a threat, and they just sort of, she doesn't help herself with her own rantings, I suppose, you know, sometimes. But she's got the right idea, and I think she's not a bad thing. I'd sooner see her get on as an honest person than someone else. But at the end of the day, that it's all politics. It doesn't really matter who gets in. It's a bunch of bullshit anyway.
Back on the road, I reach the Bruce Highway and travel to Serena. It's cane-growing country, about half an hour south of Mackay. At the Serena Hotel, I find another familiar face. Retiree Spencer is sitting in the same spot I last saw him.
Hello. We've met before. Here, 3 years ago.
How are you, Ben?
Oh, well, where are all your friends?
They're probably out fishing and traveling and Christ knows what at the moment.
At this election, the one-time Labor supporter is undecided.
I don't know what to do. Well, I reckon they're full of shit.
The major parties are grappling with a substantial disenchanted vote in this region. In the 2017 Queensland election, the only state seat One Nation picked up was Mirani in Capricornia. In this federal poll, One Nation, along with Clive Palmer's United Australia Party and CATA's Australia Party, are all contesting Capricornia. Spencer says he'll probably back Pauline Hanson, although Clive Palmer's message resonates with him.
They bring him over here, pay him $2 an hour. The Australians haven't got a job. I believe in Clive Palmer.
What is it about Clive Palmer then that appeals to you?
He tells the truth. And the second one was Pauline Hanson, and they all went against her. They get her out because she tells the truth.
Perched at the bar is Alan. He's upset about politicians' entitlements and the lack of wage growth. His vote is going to One Nation.
What about the problems she's been having, though, with her party?
Well, look at every party. They've all got in-house problems. No one's perfect.
The next pub is at the tiny coastal town of Carmilla. A small group of locals are gathered in the front yard. I spot another familiar face. Karen Gaylor is the licensee. I asked her how the mood compares in this campaign to 2016, when she picked up growing support for Pauline Hanson's One Nation.
I think there's a lot of support for her, as even Clive Palmer. I think same thing, they've had enough of the main two parties just not living up to what they say they're going to do.
Has the troubles that Pauline Hanson's party had any impact on people, do you think?
I think they actually feel sorry for her.
What do you think are the big issues this time round?
Probably the farming, agricultural areas and the Greenies. I think everyone is so over.
But there's a Green supporter who's just stepped into the bar to buy takeaway beer. Beau works in the mines.
Don't agree with a lot of the stuff that they want to do, but they're the only ones that are actually going to stop a massive, like, rort out in the Galilee Basin. I'm a coal miner. I'm in it, like, while we're out there and it's happening. I work in metallurgical coal mines, not thermal, but it's a moot point, like, the amount of risk that's out there.
It's the morning after, and I'm meeting the LNP's Michelle Landry at a cafe on Yeppoon's picture postcard foreshore. She's held Capricornia since 2013, narrowly winning last election with a margin of just 0.6%. The LNP's campaigning hard on Adani and coal. Michelle Landry believes it's a vote winner, despite the Labor candidate Russell Robertson's background in the mines.
Poor old Robbo. He can't come out and say three words, "I support Adani." He can fluff around the edges saying, "Oh, if it stacks up environmentally and economically and all the rest of it." But he is struggling, and I actually feel a bit sorry for him.
In Rockhampton, along the riverside, there's a strong turnout of marchers for the annual Labor Day parade. Labor headquarters vetoed a one-on-one interview with Russell Robertson, so I joined a Labor Day press conference.
We've made that very clear, that project should move ahead. I've been a loud voice around that. But what we want is to make sure it's commercially viable, and that's what we've been saying continually.
As Labor supporter Jacko observes, there's only one certainty in this contest.
It's got to be a touch-go who gets in. It's got to be a real touch-go.
Real touch-go, I think that's right, Jacko. Jacko, a resident from Rockhampton, ending that report from Cathy Van Extel. And later this week, we'll hear from some of the local businesses in that electorate about why they want the Adani coal mine to go ahead.